Audible Studios presents The Meaningful Money Handbook, everything you need to know and everything you need to do to secure your financial future. Written by Pete Matthew. Read by Pete Matthew. Published by Harriman House. About the author. Pete Matthew is a happy and content husband and father of two teenage daughters, plus one canine daughter, a Jack Russell called Maisie. He plays piano and drums and has recently taken up ballroom dancing lessons. He's also a super nerd who likes nothing more than unboxing the latest piece of tech, guaranteed to make his life that little bit easier. He is a chartered and certified financial planner and managing director of Jackson's Wealth Management in Penzance, Cornwall. Jackson's has been serving the financial planning needs of local families and businesses since 1923. Surely making it one of the longest established private financial advice companies in the UK. In 2009, after reading a book called Crush It by Gary Vaynerchuk, Pete decided he wanted to take the message of simple financial planning to a wider audience. He began recording short videos in the Cornish countryside, answering questions such as, what is a pension? What is an ISA? And why would you have one over the other? The videos gained some traction, but after creating over 300 of them, Pete switched to the emerging medium of podcasting in 2012, and that's when things went a bit crazy. The Meaningful Money podcast has now been downloaded well over 1.5 million times, with over 265 weekly episodes in the can. He receives emails from listeners every day reporting how they have transformed their financial lives using the tools that Pete has provided via Meaningful Money. 8 years on, the project continues to be a labor of love, and this book is an extension of that project. Acknowledgements. Massive thanks to my co-directors, Roger, Chaz, and Mike, and all the team at Jackson's Wealth Management for tiptoeing around the office whenever I'm recording, and for holding the fort whenever Meaningful Money business takes over. I'm privileged to lead an outstanding team of people who make my job very easy. I'm so grateful to Tom, Justin, George, and all the team at Seven Investment Management who have sponsored Meaningful Money since video number 100 in March 2011. Their financial support and encouragement over the years have been absolutely invaluable. I wouldn't want to have done this without them. Chris, Andy, and Julie are my mastermind buddies. They and past members Paul and Richard keep me on my toes every other Monday when we meet. They are all business owners at the top of their game, yet remain humble, teachable, and super supportive. They have pushed me to get this book done, and in countless other ways too. Thanks, guys. You're amazing. Thank you to Craig Pierce and the team at Harriman House for helping me to fulfill a life's ambition to publish a book. To everyone who has listened to a podcast, watched a video, left an iTunes review, or sent me an email, thank you so much. You give me so much material. I'll never run out of things to say. To Dad, Mum, Johnny and Karen and Rachel, and to my in-law family, Terry, Jennifer, Paul and Leanne, plus all the nieces and nephews, thanks for being the best family in the world. Finally, to Joanne, Ellie and Kate, thank you for giving me the space to create and sustain the Meaningful Money Project for all these years. Your unwavering support means the world to me. It's my oxygen. Without your love and encouragement, I'd be nothing. I love you with all my heart. This is all for you. Soli Deo Gloria. Foreword by Justin Urquhart Stewart. In The Life of Brian, it was Reg, a.k.a. John Cleese, who asked, all right, but apart from the sanitation, the medicine, education, wine, public order, irrigation, roads, a fresh water system and public health, what have the Romans ever done for us? Forgive me if you have not seen this film, but it does set out for me possibly the greatest shortcoming in all our personal knowledge and understanding. Money, and how on earth do we manage our own financial futures? Most of us have gone through a reasonably broad and sometimes even rigorous education system. We were told that this was, of course, to prepare us for our careers. Really. Back then, to Brother Reg. What the Romans hadn't done, and our educational system hasn't either, was to provide any credible or even practical form of financial education. Instead, we are given the three R's, only one of which actually begins with R, hardly the most promising of starts. For financial education,